now. Let's head to the phones. I do believe I have a call. It's from Gordon. Gordon, what are you seeing this morning?
Well, I'm currently homeless just now, so I'm actually in homeless accommodation. I'm looking, I'm jobless as well. I'm looking for another job as well. But
and how long have you been homeless for, Gordon?
It's just been 2 weeks.
So it's just all of a sudden sort of thing?
Yeah.
Now, who relies on you then, being homeless? You've got kids and stuff, I take it?
Yeah, I've got kids, aye.
How old are your children?
I've got one of seven, a boy of seven. I've got a young girl of four, and I've got a wee baby of 18 months.
So this is you at this time of year, Christmas just round the corner sort of thing, in a horrible situation?
Yeah, exactly. That's all I want to describe it. It's really, it's just devastating. Thinking, well, I've got to pull it together for my kids again.
And what about the kids? Are they aware of the fact that it's going to be a struggle no matter what, or...?
No, me and my ex-partner have kind of kept them in the shade about it a wee bit, again. So they're all geared up looking forward to Christmas and
Yeah, so you're just trying to keep the sort of the element of joy there, so the kids don't know that how hard it might be just to make it sort of happen.
Aye.
So you've had a bit of help from Cash for Kids, Gordon. How did they help you?
I got a phone call from one of the support workers at my hostel place that I'm staying at, saying come into office. And when I got back, and when I got there, says I've had Cash for Kids on the door. Says there are presents and up for you, your kids and that. He says, do you want them? And I was totally and utterly speechless, Ken. It was just nae something that I ever expected, Ken. I was honestly just utterly speechless because, Ken, I was thinking, well, why should I be getting this, Ken? But I'm so grateful that I did get it, Ken.
Well, totally. Listen, you deserve it as much as anybody else, Gordon. We all fall on hard times. We all find ourselves in situations in life. Do you know what I mean?
That's why I had to phone yourselves up, Ken. Because I was saying, well, it's a big thanks to you yourselves and your listeners and that I've gotten this, Ken.
Totally. Gordon, listen, thanks so much for speaking to me. I know it's difficult and I know that you're in a situation. I hope that you have a good Christmas nonetheless.